Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
Well, shove a stick up my ass and call me a candy apple, Pebbles. Look who's here.
Oh, my God. Nothing has changed.
My goodness.
Right? Nothing.
Our friends.
A flash in the past. Acrobatic.
Peace. What up?
What is
good
up?
Morning.
So good to see all you guys, man.
You too.
I see you guys drinking that Benjamin Button juice, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Looking real young and healthy up in here. I love it.
You know how it is, man.
Yes.
Acrobatic, everyone knows. We used to, for years, had him doing the sports wrap-up with us. So, and you know him. If you're a hip-hop fan, you know Acrobatic. You just came off a tour, right?
Yes, I did. I was on tour with my crew, The Perceptionists, with Mr. Lift. We did about 12 or 13 shows up and down the East Coast. I think Charlotte, North Carolina was probably the most popping out of all of them. We had a great time.
Nice.
Wow. Okay, so the reason we have you in here is to promote that. You got to explain this to me. It's the Show 'Em What You Got Massachusetts Memories Roadshow.
Yes.
Hip Hop Edition.
Yes.
And what it is tomorrow from 11 to 4 at the Boston Public Library. If you're a member of the hip hop community, artist, producer, DJ, a fan, they're inviting you to present your personal, like, memorabilia. So, like, photographs.
I love it.
Get out of here.
Objects.
Flyers, like, anything.
Wow.
Yep.
And so what is this? You bring it to the Boston Public Library, and they, like, kind of just, they display it?
Yep. So the Mass Hip Hop Archive is in conjunction with, so it's UMass Boston. We have a crew of people that started the Hip Hop Archive, where we're just collecting everything, basically all of Boston and Massachusetts hip hop history. And in conjunction with the library, we're doing the road show with the team who does the Mass Memories road show.
Yeah.
So they've done road shows where it's like, you know, maybe they'd have people from, you know, Winthrop or something, and they'd have everybody from Winthrop bring all their, like, Winthrop-specific memorabilia or different communities. I think they're doing one for the Chinese-American community in Boston and collecting all that history since people have started to come here from there. And so this time they're doing a hip-hop one. And so they're doing it in conjunction with our archive. So, you know, I've been teaching a hip-hop course over at UMass Boston now for like 4 years. And so it was just a natural fit for me to work with the archive. And it's really cool. You know, people are really excited. They're talking about all these. Even now, we're starting to get, like, all these, like, old school pictures. I've seen pictures of myself at, like, age 17.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At shows and stuff like that. So it's going to be really cool,
like,
to see everything.
What do you teach? Like, what's, like, something that you're teaching in? Like, you said, you're teaching hip-hop and at UMass. So, like, what is stuff you're going teaching in to these kids?
Well, first and foremost, it's about teaching the history of hip-hop. I think what's really unique about hip-hop right now is that the entire history of hip-hop only goes back, you know, less than 45 years. So we're able to pretty much gather everything that's ever happened. So as with the archive, we're doing the same thing in the classroom. You're starting them from day one in the South Bronx with DJ Kool Herc, and just telling the story of how, you know, a DJ getting those break beats and hanging out with some break dancers and graffiti writers, and then eventually the MCs coming into the picture, just how that all just blossomed into what's now a worldwide phenomenon that just about every country practices to some degree.
Do you do you teach them, like, that it's like hip-hop is dying? Because with all these...
That's what I was about to ask. How do you feel about hip-hop today?
Yeah, like, no, I think that hip-hop is fine. I think that... I do. I think that it's more of a worldwide thing now, though. Social media and certain outlets, you know, there's only so much that any platform can focus on. So, you know, you do have a situation where, like, for instance, maybe so much stuff funnels through, like, something like Instagram, you know what I mean? Where a lot of people are just, everyone just kind of knows what's going on there. There's people with 5 million followers. But around the world, you know, the hip-hop records that have become classics over the years and the artists who made those records have gotten a lot of love, and we're all able to tour all over the world. So we're not so much dependent upon, you know, necessarily making it big and becoming these huge stars, but just making a living off of performing your music for the people who appreciate it wherever they are. And it allows you to just go everywhere. I've been to like 30 countries now.
But how do you feel, like, with all these rappers nowadays? You know, you got your, like, Little Pumps, and you got Little Yachty and Little Uzi Vert. And it's like, you know, when I hear hip hop today, it's not like hip hop. It's just like, you know, they J. Cole had a good point. He said they're more, they care more about their, like, what people see, their like presence, than they actually do the hip hop. You know what I mean? The image than anything.
I guess my answer to that would just be that thankfully, there's a few artists who are really clever, and J. Cole being one of them, mm-hmm. just really clever about pointing out some of those things mm-hmm. without necessarily trying to, you know, tear those artists down because I think it's important that people just get the opportunity to express themselves however mm. they feel. And so a lot of those guys, I think, as Cole pointed out and some other people have pointed out, maybe they're making a lot of their mistakes in front of us, you know what I mean? And maybe they'll learn from them. Mm. But if in the process they're able to, you know, make some money to feed their family and have some fun, I guess it's not really on any of us to so much worry about what the outcome of that's going to be.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They're doing their thing, and if people like it, they like it. But I would just say that there's, you know, probably a ton of outlets out there to check out all different types of music at all times.
Yeah, it's hard to say it's dying if, like, they have a fan base to sustain whatever it is they're doing, so it's really not dying.
People just want to, the whole thing about people, like social media, people just want to crap all over everything.
Yeah.
Like anytime anything comes out that's new, people are just so judgmental, and it's just the way the world
nice
is today.
But I almost feel like they lose the, like, the, you know, with the new artists, they kind of lost the like you said, the a lot of this stuff is the history of hip-hop, and I feel like the new artists, like, nowadays, like, they don't even really care about that. They're not thinking about that. Some of the people don't even know who Tupac and Biggie are.
It's
like, so to me, when I say it's dying, I feel like with this new generation of hip hop, there's a lot of artists out there that we see that are mainstream, that are big, that really don't, they just don't have it no more when it comes to hip hop. Like, they're losing, I feel like, the authenticity of it.
Right. And, you know, I guess I would just say that that's true. That is a like a good observation, but I would just say that I think hip hop just takes a little bit too much of the weight of that because that is something that is in everything. That's it. The food we eat, the books that we have access to in schools, the movies that come out. You know, the best actors aren't the ones playing in the blockbuster films all the time. You know what I mean? The restaurants that make the most money are not the ones that are having the, you know, it's not the ones with the best ingredients in their food. So that's kind of just an overall thing that's going on in America that we see very strongly in hip hop because of how popular hip hop is. You know what I mean? So it's the thing that moves us all. We all want to go out, have a good time, and hip hop is usually the background for it. So, you know, we can feel that.
What are you going to donate for the, going back to the show what you got, members or show, what are you going to donate yourself?
Well, I have a few things. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of my stuff is packed away in storage, and I haven't had time to dig through it because I've been on tour.
Oh,
but
act never changed.
Yeah, nah, same on me. Same on me. Right, can you believe I got here on time? I've been working on that.
Surprise.
No doubt.
You actually scheduled 15 minutes ago.
Well, that's on time for me. I get a grace period.
Right. Okay.
I get a 3-hour grace period.
Show never starts at 7.
So good. Okay.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say that I have one thing I have is and I was just looking at it yesterday, was I have a clipping from the time the owner of the Patriots, Mr. Bob Kraft, came down to my album release party in 2003 for my debut album. And he presented me with like an authentic New England Patriots jersey with my name on it.
Wow.
Got up on stage and like did a little speech, you know, just kind of saying how he was
That's
proud
cool.
to see this kid from Dorchester making his way. And so the Globe did a little article on that. So, I took a picture of that. They'll scan it, you know what I mean? And so everybody that brings stuff in, they'll get it scanned, or if it's an audio thing, it'll get like dubbed or recorded, and they'll get it returned within 3 days.
Yeah.
And then this archive at the library is just eventually going to be magnificent. You know, they've got reams and reams of tapes, like old school college radio hip hop shows. We've got like footage of Ed OG at age 14 freestyling on the radio, stuff like that. Yeah.
Crap, man. I throw away so much stuff.
Yeah,
and I just moved, and so my crap is in storage too. But maybe I'll look through some stuff. Maybe I'll come by.
Yeah, you never know.
Tomorrow.
You don't know how crazy that stuff is.
You got your old Dookie rope chain somewhere.
No, just like I have like a
with
million
Mercedes Benz piece on it.
A million passes from concerts and pictures and just a bunch of stuff that I'm always like, this is cool. I should probably save it, but I never end up saving it. So tomorrow from 11 to 4 is when you can do this. If you're a hip-hop member of the hip-hop community, like artist, producer, DJ, a fan too, bring photographs, objects, memorabilia to the Show 'Em What You Got, Mass Memories Roadshow, Hip-Hop Edition, Boston Public Library, And like Acrobatic said, you'll get it back within 3 days.
Yes, absolutely. And I just want to throw in that it's definitely not just about rap. This is about all the elements of hip hop. So we invite, you know, all the break dancers, all the graffiti writers, all the fans, all the DJs, all the MCs. This is all inclusive. It's not about anything being more important than anybody else or anything else. This is just about collecting our history and having a place where everybody can tell their story and go see everyone else's.
Beautiful. Nice. Acrobatic, thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys. You. It's so great to see y'all. I love y'all, man. It's been too long.
Get up. Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.